Hey, this is Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and this podcast is for you if you are experiencing pain or the need for healing. Perhaps the pain is physical, perhaps it is emotional, but certainly you are wading through that period of time between being hurt and being healed. And the trick with this time is that you must come to terms with that great, complicated inner self, that unconscious you that is in charge both of your healing and of your perception of pain. One of the things that pain does is it calls us to think about the balance between our conscious day-to-day minds and the minds that run our bodies and that run our healing processes, and to trust them even though they're hurting us. This is complicated. You are in pain because you are paying attention to being in pain. Pain is a matter of what you notice. And if you stopped noticing being in pain, it would be as though the pain didn't exist. And if we accept the logic of evolution, then pain is a way of waking you up and making you pay attention to something that would otherwise be outside your awareness. In really practical ways, this means that the first step when you are in pain is to know why you are in pain and to use all the resources available to help you identify and begin to deal with that pain. And that might mean that you need to go to a doctor or an emergency room. It might mean that you need to talk to other people about an emotional experience. After you have assured yourself that consciously you are taking all possible steps to manage the cause for the pain, to facilitate healing, then the next step is to facilitate healing by restoring that relationship of the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. And there are lots of different ways that you might do this. Some people do it through mindfulness, through simply sitting with their pain and noticing the kind of pain they are feeling, the qualities of that pain. They might notice it as if it had color, as if it had texture, as if it had different layers or different times of intensity. And they might become quite curious about what is this pain they are experiencing. You might become quite curious about exactly what your pain is. Or you might simply sit and breathe and follow your breath in and out. It works for women in labor, which is a fairly intense and rhythmic kind of pain. It could work for you. That you simply distract your attention, and instead of paying attention to the pain, you might pay attention to the way you breathe. But all of this is so that you can begin to notice that you are not your pain. All of you is not in pain. Some of you is pain, and a lot of you is outside that pain, managing that pain, making the deep internal choices that your body makes to deal with the source of pain, to heal, to bring into a situation either in your body or in your psyche that needs more resources, more help, more strength, more structure, what is needed. And the miracle of human life is that you are so well suited to heal, that there are so many different ways and layers of making the peace between consciousness and unconsciousness that allows your conscious mind to relax a little in the knowledge that the pain is a signal that something needs to be dealt with, something needs attention, something needs you to stop moving. And that when you do, all you have to do is to agree with that deep, wise self, that self beyond words, that knows how to send precisely the resources you need to precisely the places in you where they are needed, so that healing begins to happen. And healing means that what is unnecessary, what is toxic, is broken up and allowed to leave your body, your awareness, your life. And it means that good things are gathered in places where they are needed, and that they begin to build up the strength, the resources, the abilities of different parts of you, so that you can begin to experience life with more wholeness and more wellness. There are parts of you that know what you need now. And there are parts of you that are already involved in making healing happen within you and for you. And as you come to trust that, to trust that your body and mind can work together, that your mind can accept the signal of pain and allow pain to be part of your experience, knowing it is redirecting your attention in useful ways. And then maybe coming to an agreement with that deeper, wiser self that you can let go of some of the hurt and simply allow your body, your mind, your psyche to gather what it needs from around it and within it, so that you can be more comfortable, more at ease, more trusting, more respectful of the wonderful process of healing that is already happening within you. I know it's hard. It requires an act of will to believe that this thing which so evidently is bad is actually an opportunity for you to experience and accept more of yourself, so that you can know more of yourself, and so that you can resolve what is hurting and come out the other side perhaps stronger, perhaps more peaceful, perhaps more willing to trust yourself a little more often. Healing happens. Allow it to happen in you. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. And if you're curious about our perceptions and our approaches, please visit us at www.nlpcanada.com.